Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome all of you lovely fans. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith and I am here tonight. It's Wednesday night and we're having a wild one. I say we are going to show you what wild's all about. We like to do a little bit of readings here. We do a lot of fun here and we like to do a lot of giving away free prizes, having a good time. So I hope you're ready. When I say that word we, I am speaking of also my phenomenal hostess, Dina Flanagan. Dina is a certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift and has been reading professionally for 25 years. Dina envelopes and she grabs onto this gift and does a lot of work. I'm having words. She developed this gift at a very young age because she's not only being born with it, she's learned to do a lot of healing and profound psychic abilities. So those of you tuning in tonight, get ready to have a lot of fun. Call the 773-897-6461 number to get a hold of us to make that contact so we can get you that reading. We are excited to be able to do this. We're going to take just a second here. I'm having a little bit of fun with the music tonight. We want to play one of our friends, Yuka Rose. Rose's song in sentimental mood. We're going to set the scene. Tonight's paranormal, so get ready to talk about a little bit of the different things we do.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And while we are, as I told you earlier, this is Jethro, and I am a certified psychic medium. I explained to you our wonderful, phenomenal psychic medium hostess and fun person, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. It's a good day, and it's warm here in Maine.
Nice.
It's warm in Maine. What are you up to? 60 degrees? I mean, I'm in Florida here, Tampa. What do you got? Oh, listen to this person. I love you, Dina. You're always, you know, keeping that sense of humor up there. We have a lot of friends that are tuned in tonight. Dina, this is our paranormal night, and we were playing our song Central Mood from our friend Yuka Rose over in Bali. And one of the things that we have a lot of listeners tonight wrote in their emails, we've got a lot of calls. They're asking, Dina, one of the questions that continually came up over the 3 years that me and you've worked together is, how does Dina do the healing of individuals without actually touching them or actually being able to do Reiki? We can send Reiki, which Dina is phenomenal in, but Dina has another abilities and has learned to add Reiki and other things to the tools. Dina, would you enlighten a few of our guests on what we're talking about with your psychic healings?
Yeah. Well, I have the ability to, wherever you are, see right inside your body. So I can be laying here in, you know, Kittery, Maine, while you're laying in California, and I can go in and see what I need to do. I'm guided, but I have the gift of seeing inside your soul, seeing inside your body. And from there, they just guide me to what I need to do next, where I need to go. And it's interesting, you know, it's really interesting. You can send energy. So you can send negative energy, you can send positive energy. So mine, of course, I choose to be positive, and I send healing energy. And I've had lots of people tell me how effective it is. It's just an amazing thing. It's fantastic.
I just love it. And those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Jethro and Dina. And I agree with you, Dina. When you know, you talk about, you've amazed me through the years. And those of you tuning in, we're going to be doing some of those shows and discussing this. Me and Dina do healing. We do it differently. We don't argue about it. We just agree that the other one does it differently. And it both works. What I was fascinated, what I've seen with you, Dina, is we have some episodes of a Blog Talk Radio here and some other shows that we have done where you actually help the individuals work together. And I had a friend telling me yesterday, said, you know, what were you doing? What was Dina out there doing with this? And the individual that you helped on the part that was having problems with their tailbone, two of our regular listeners, one from Florida and one of the other individuals over in Seattle, she was teasing us. She said, this is a little paranormal. She goes, if Dina doesn't want to be happy, can she also go in and maybe cause problems for people that she doesn't want to have good days?
Well, that's what I was talking about with the negative energy. You absolutely can send a negative energy, but me, never. I never send negative energy because you know what happens when you do that? Karma. And karma is a you know what. Coming back at me. But besides, I'm all about love and helping and healing, not hurting anybody.
And I love that. See, that's what those of you guys ask about the light workers when we first start the show out. I was teased mercifully this month, and I've had a lot of other ones. I'm listening to some great shows. I love the other shows. If you guys are tuning in, make sure you Jamie and Mitchell and phenomenal. I just in November I'm going to be on Melinda Carver's show. I'm so excited. She just confirmed it. I get to do that. I feel so honored. I'm like a little kid. I'm like, I can't wait. I know, Dina, that you were on another show here just recently that was asking about it. And I love Dina. Dina always tells them about our Psyche's Gone Wild. Can you tell them that show?
Which one?
You get around, girl. I love you, but I'm going to say it.
No, you're right. I'm doing so many things right now. I'm like, which one?
I know you did a paranormal show.
I'm telling you, it's like my brain is computing a few minutes behind today. It's so weird. But anyway, I did a paranormal show on, I think it was Tuesday. I can't remember. Anyway, no, Monday. It was Monday night. So I did a paranormal show on Monday night, and it's Spurs, and they've been on TV and whatnot. They do haunted, they do, they ghost hunting. So they do haunted houses and you know, people who report, they call them up and say, listen, we think we got an energy or whatever, and then they go investigate. So they have a radio show much like this, only that's what they're talking about. And I did, so they wanted me on as a guest speaker because I'm doing a big gallery reading, a medium gallery reading for them for donation for the Boston Children's Hospital coming up soon. So I went on to read And it was interesting. They're good people. It was fun.
I love that. You know, Dina, that's one thing we both do to help other individuals. And I've got to say, that's part of what the gift is that goes with it. And those of you tuning in with it, we've discussed about the paranormal. We have talked a little bit about this, and we're going to go tonight. And I know that all of you are going to be freaking out because me and Dina get really ruthless. But we're going to be talking about those psychics, those intuitives who really aren't, or that they are actually utilizing this, as Dina said, the bad way. Because, you know, we had a very good story. I had someone freak me out. They were telling me this in Florida, and I'm sitting there, you know, getting ready for the reading, and the woman comes in and she just starts sobbing. She's telling me about this woman who went to her house and basically saw eyes around the house, and then she saw other things going on. She explained to her that her father really was upset with her for inheriting the house, and that he actually was back now reprimanding her. And the reason that she was being grounded to her house was because her father had made friends with people on the other side, and they were also upset with her. And for a phenomenal fee, she was only like $3,000, she would do this. Of course, she would have to fly her to Vegas, and she would have to leave her there for 3 days to pray at the church in Vegas. And I didn't let her get any farther. I said, we can do this. I go, Jan Bach Drakey can go pray for you. Jan lives in Vegas. She'll do it for free. And I said, what church is she going to? Because I'm just thinking, what are you talking? Well, long story short, this woman was what we were talking about. This individual. Since then, Patty Negri's come on. We've helped with this. We've been catching them one by one. Patty's got ways that we can send into different places. She lets you do that. We are American Certified, which means we're real. If you look out in the, you type in Dina Flanagan anywhere in the computer, I don't care if you're Binging it, Googling it, happying it, whatever. Whatever you're typing it in, you're going to find a positive about this individual. This is the one in Maine who does. There is a lady who does flooring. She's a very attractive, kind of ornery looking woman. That's not our Dina. Dina's the blonde psychic medium who's doing it. So, you know, the same thing here with me. You know, those are what we're after. We're looking to do this. So you talk about the paranormal. I mean, who in their mind? I mean, we fought against this, Dina. I know you can tell stories of other people writing in. What do you mean? I have had individuals who, a lady who basically for $14.95 would raise an energy that would follow you around and cause problems, make parking meters go off, have your alarm systems going this. Now, these people would go to her for $14.95. She would send this little thing over there. What kind of karma, Dina, would this person get? I mean, is she like still to this day growing, you know, 4 and 5 arms? What happens to people that do this?
I don't know, because it happens to me naturally. Things stop working.
That's true. You know, and I laugh, and we don't even charge $14.95 for you to blow up the computer.
what happens is it's just not good. It's not good energy to put out there, because, like I was just saying, that karmic debt you have to pay, or you know, that negative stuff you have to carry around, and it really does resonate with you. So it's not a way to live. It's not a way to be. You got to just love one another and be compassionate for other people. And if you're upset at somebody, then that's your issue to deal with. Go to anger management classes or something.
Love it, exactly. You know, and you look at our energies. We both are bored with this gift, and it means that we came into this life with a stronger ability. Yes, everyone has this gift. Me and Dina were a little, I would say, maybe a little bit peeled, a little more of our peeling closer to seeing it right away. And then through the years with individuality, we both have had experiences. Mine a passing, Dina with a lot of experience. Lena has some phenomenal training behind her. And I always tell you, that, you know, the light side, we'll talk about a Reiki master and things. You actually became a Reiki master, I mean, not to be ornery, before it was a trend. You were back one of the original forefronters.
The dinosaur of Reiki, yeah.
Come on, Pebbles and Bam Bam love you. There's nothing wrong with that.
it was the first, I took it under two women that were the first ones ever to bring it to this area. So, yes, that's when I did it, a long time, over 20 years ago. 28 years or so ago. Oh, my gosh. It was a long time ago.
My goodness. Those of you tuning in, we're going to take a look at those emails. We've got a Dear Dina emails here. Dina does very phenomenal with this, and she has done this for years. We have an email here from Kristen Martin. He's writing in, Dina, I have to tell you this. I know that you're a Libra and that we have teased you before on the show. I've called in, and my friend has talked to you before, John. I'm sure you remember us. We are the two that seem to have all the relationship problems with these women here in Kentucky. The problem I'm having this time is I have found a relationship. She wants to be with me very much, but now she's telling me that her father must read me. He is psychic. Now, I'm a little awkward about this because I do honestly don't know if I want to keep her as a serious relationship or maybe keep this as a casual thing. You're going to get in trouble, guy. And I'm writing you, Dina, to ask, what should I do? Should I go ahead and meet the father, or is it best to just play low?
Well, if you've got unpleasant thoughts, no. But no, I think the best thing ever in life always is to be honest. So the only way you're going to get ahead in life is to take charge and face things head on, you know, and be honest. So just go right to the father and, yeah, this is who I am. And if you're honest, they can't hold anything against you.
And amazing, they want to tease you guys that always write with us first. I mean, you want to test the water. You know me and Dina, we're going to tell you, you got to be honest and good intent. We are good, light individuals. I want to laugh at you. It's kind of common sense as a dating person. I can tell you from dating, I have had a relationship where the family was psychic. It was the mother. And the mother met me at the door. She was very polite to me and let me know that her curfew now had changed. She would be home at 10 o'clock. And I'm, you know, very nervous, young, you know, teenager guy, very skinny, thin person, just excited to date this beautiful girl. And she comes down and the mother lets her know. She gets upset. She starts to cry. And, you know, as a guy, I mean, we're kind of gullible. Women can sense what's going on. I honestly was, I'm not a bad boy, but I was a Scorpio. I did have kind of a little bit of a wild reputation. And I was afraid that maybe she had heard about me, you know, necking with the girl at the movie theater. And all these things came to my mind. Well, that's exactly what the mother was reading. The mother was very psychic. And as I sat there being nervous, she read all those things. She obviously told me after we got done that I had not done anything worse than she had. And she let her keep the curfew time she normally had. So be careful with these ones who are telling you they're psychic. Because if you're psychic and you're a mind reader, you're getting the person nervous. And in that case, that's what happened. I can say now that, you know, Annie and me have been very good friends afterwards. And we always laughed because her mother goes, you know, you didn't do nothing compared to what I did. I just wanted to see what you was, you know, was afraid I would find out. So playing dummy, as you said, low, you got to not think of anything. Because I know that we have joked, I can say with my relationship, Kay, her family, we've got some uniqueness that when they become very in tight with the relationship, things would happen. I mean, for example, ladies that I knew in Sedona that were my friends, they're gone. I had a woman tell me, you're in a relationship. I said, well, yeah. I go, you can still help me, because I used to get free fries from her. She worked in a restaurant and I would get extra fries. You know how I love to eat. No extra fries. The woman was very odd. We almost had a fire in the restaurant. It was like odd energy. Can you tell us a little bit about Dina and give a little tidbit about what happens when people date Dina and the guides don't like it?
Oh, where do I go with this question? I don't know why, but my guides send me every test imaginable when it comes to dating. And for whatever growth I have to go through. And so even though I see it, I know it, it's like I have to test it. Maybe I can prove the guides wrong. They're never wrong. So I don't know why I keep testing it, but that's what it's like for me.
And that is paranormal. You know, people, you know, we're not saying this to, that we're a minority. We're not saying this to have you pity us or be mad at us. We're saying that it's the truth of the individuals. Think about you, though, you're sensitive. And I know a lot of you are calling in. We're going to get to those phone. We love to do this. We want to rev you up a little bit. We want to talk wild. This has gone wild, not mild. We are talking about the fact that you're out there. You're in a relationship. And, okay, all of a sudden everything goes haywire. I was in a state of Wyoming, those of you who know. It gets down to 30 below, 20 below. I would be out dating. We'd be in the car. Everything, and then all of a sudden the heater would go. Then odd things would start to happen. I had a girl that I kid you not, I was so nervous that I slowed down to let her out of the car. I had my foot, and I had it. You know, those of you who've done a stick shift, I had the clutch down. I had the brake held. The car still kept trying to move. She went to get out. It jumped. She come out of the car. The door shut, and I, with my foot on the brake and the gas, it was moving me. That's how the guides wanted to go. I had someone say, well, Jethro, you had it in gear. I know how to drive. And believe me, if you've ever drove the vehicles I had that my father could afford and me, they were not able to do much on their own, not alone, when they were in, you know, held with the foot on the brake and the clutch. So when the guides decide to do this, I had another girl tell me that the whole time she was dating me, weird things were going on. Things were being disappeared, and she kept hearing this voice saying, you know that all he wants is one thing. Now, remind you, I was 11 7 years old. This girl thought that I was like the Panther of the Month. I wasn't after her. Only thing I wanted to do was to roller skate with her. She had her earring come out. She had some other problems. She ended up spraining her ankle. On the second date, we went to go out. Something happened to her wrist. Her parents were looking at me like I was an abuser. They're like, no, our daughter cannot roller skate. No, she cannot go with you to the cookie store. And no, she doesn't need to see your restaurant. And I was just like, I liked her as a friend. So, you know, those of you tuning in, this is a very intense, lovely topic we're going to discuss with Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you, I'm picking up the phone, I do ask if you have had a reading in the last month, just say pass, I'm just listening tonight. Or Jethro, I'm just here to say, hey, we have so many individuals to get through, and we have so many doing. We want to be fair and get to everyone. We have a lot of new listeners, and this is how we do it. Everyone has a different way on the shows. Me and Dina have done this way since we first started. You got to tell me, I know I'm psychic, but I'm going to say, okay, 720, you say your name with me, and if you have a question, you give us that question because of the time limited. We only go so minutes. We have an 8 to 10-minute rule, so we get to see as many as we can to help as many as we can of you that are out there on the calls and, to be more importantly, for the other listeners. I know that you may be really excited and uptight and wondering what Leroy Boy is going to do, and you love him, and you can't wait, and you want to talk all night, but the problem is the other listeners are in, and they're going, Jethro and Dina, we heard about Leroy last week. So we want to be fair, and we want to be fair to you because if we keep going up to the oracle and we're knocking up there in the higher energy going, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, as a parent or if anybody's ever had that happen, pretty soon the guides are going to go, and we're going to have that energy. So please, and we will go with it, and we will do it like we did in old school. You guys asked for it. All you got to do is say your name, and we'll go with what we're getting. But I do I had a couple of you tease me because the one said, Jethro, you told me about stuff I was going to buy. You told me about things with it. You told me about my relationship. I called about money. So you got to kind of give us a hint because we are psychic, but there's too many to talk about. Just a general reading? Well, we are just a general. You're going to get up. You know you're going to be okay. There'll be food probably brought about the table, or you'll probably eat at the couch. No, I'm teasing you guys. We're going to do this. Let's do Psychics Gone Wild for all of you. Tune in to PsychicsGoneWild.com, and if you guys are following on the show, if you go over on the right side and click on the button, put your name in there because we're going to be giving out a contest for all of our followers. There'll be some good prizes. We're going to be giving out a necklace, actually a reading by yours truly, Psychic Jethro, and we've got a reading from Dina Flanagan coming up as a contest winner tonight. So those of you tuning in, it'll be a half an hour, and you need to go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in, I got to have my Dina time. If those of you who've listened to that film and know that, you know, I think that was JC that loves Dina. I can't remember the gentleman's name. I shouldn't say kid because he's an adult, but he's Dina's fan, and he cried because I moved Dina's show. We never did that again because he was an adult, and it was really wild. But we're going into 720. What do you know, 720. This is Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Dina. This is Ivatar.
Hey, how you been? You little wild one out there in Colorado. Are you still being a party girl? I guess I'm supposed to be psychic. I better tell you what you're doing, right?
How are you?
Glad. I'm glad to hear from you. You know I love you dearly. I miss when you don't call me enough. I'm going to start giving you the guilt gift. Where are you when I need you? What happened to us? When did things go apart, baby? When did you stop loving my show? When did you let me and Dina down?
Oh, I still call sometimes, but I listen. Sometimes I just call and listen. I'll listen on the internet.
Oh, I love you.
To the show.
Oh, good, because I was worried. I'm like, if you're two-timing me and then you're calling me, I'm just going to have to cry. It's not pretty when I cry. I'm loud. Sorry, teasing
you.
Yeah,
I don't want to wear my welcome out.
No, not you, my dear. We love you. And you know, you never ask that many questions. You always just call in. We love you. Do you have a specific one? Because I am getting a little of energy, and I know Dina is, and we're both healers, and so are you. So
no,
this is like
a
tribe.
I don't have a specific question. I'm just going to go with the flow tonight.
May I first go first, Dina? I'm really wound, you guys. I've been home today, and I haven't gotten to read, and I'm like a little kid. I want my cotton candy. I want to read. I did all this work. You've been so proud of me. I did all my homework and all my paperwork and gunky stuff. What I feel with you that's really going on with you, Avatar, is that there's an energy, something with the tummy a little bit. You've got some emotional energy there, but you've got to be careful with the healing. Something in your tummy is trying to cause problems, and you healed it, but it's trying to come back. Something there going on with the, yeah, and it's in the chakra, it's in the solar, and I feel that that's part of why you called in tonight. You knew with Dina and the healing we could get to work with helping get this handled. The guides are telling me that you've got some money coming. They're telling me that there's some money going to happen, but it's over a settlement or something that you're working with. It has something to do with a lawyer, and I feel that you got the, you've got this being handled, or this is becoming into effect. Do not do it while Mercury's in retrograde right now. Wait till after the 25th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else happening here with emotion. You're not getting to express all of the things you've got there. The family's not. Somebody else is trying to cause problems in your family. I feel like you're not getting to verbally get everybody brought together. And
yeah,
I would.
I just went to visit my family in August. I haven't seen most of them in about 4 years. So we are trying to get them together.
It's going to go well. Dina, I'll turn it over to you. And thank you, Avatar, for letting me read you. You can tell, when I don't read, I get like a little kid. I get all cranky.
I pick up on the same thing you got going on. You got some energy blockages, like you've been zapped with some negative energy, or really stressful energy. Yeah.
So
I feel like that. I can see where those are in the same areas Jethro's saying, and I'll try to clear them out a little later. Because they just need to be cleared out, and I feel like you're in a holding pattern right now.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah, and so once I clear these out, because it's connected to your own energy. So once I clear these out, your own energy should move or flow a little bit easier, and get you out of this holding pattern. I feel like things will start to shift for you a little more toward November and the end of October into November, right after the retrograde, I think, but maybe a little bit later into November. And that's when things will start to move a little bit forward for you, so you won't feel so stuck. But in the process of you being there, you've learned some things. It's been a learning time for you. Is that true?
Yeah, it's been a learning curve. It's been a really intense learning curve. You're right. Exactly.
So those things needed to happen. So just embrace it, and be ready for the next shift.
Yeah, I'm ready. Sure.
All right.
I love you. And in honor of our show tonight in the paranormal, I need to ask you a question, Avatar. Do you believe in trick-or-treat?
Do I believe in trick-or-treat?
Yes.
That's kind of a trick question.
Yes, it is.
Not really.
And the question was that we were going to tease all the adults if they did, but you did win. Either way, you would have won. You won from Blue Moon Treasures. You won't get the present until the end of the month, but go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in your information. And just put your phone number down to verify it's you. I already saw it here as the 720, but the rest of it. And you will, at the end of the month for Halloween, get yourself a little treat in the mail from Blue Moon Treasures for listening to Dina and Jethro.
Okay, so to go to psychicsgonewild.com.
Yep, psychicsgonewild.com, and it's on the third little link down. It says how to contact us. You put in, it'll say how to get for your prizes. Put in your information, and then you will get it in the mail. Like I say, it won't be until the end of the month, close to Halloween, but you will get a prize, and thank you for contacting us.
Oh, yeah, and I'll be contacting you because I want to find out about, I'm not really sure about this lawsuit information, so I'll get back with you on that.
No problem. Can't wait. Thank you for calling. We love you. And I shouldn't tease her about having an affair on me. I knew that she was loyal. So I love you guys that are asking.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, Jessica and Dina. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going a little wilder. Dina, I have an email here from Matthew. He's asking, Dina, can you help me with this? My energy has been going through a lot of shift. My brother told me that if I put a little bit of rubbing alcohol in my left ear, it would help me be able to balance. Well, I think he wanted me to put a candle in the other one because he's been joking about different things that he can do now to me because I'm all with alcohol. Dina, am I in trouble? Did I put the alcohol in the right part of my body to be able to shift my energy? What are we talking? Matthew, stop drinking the alcohol. What are we doing?
I have never heard of that, so I don't know what he's trying to get you to do, but you can shift your own energy with or without rubbing alcohol. You just have to believe and shift it yourself.
Thank you, Tina. I don't know if he's talking about his equilibrium or maybe he thought he was going to make a bomb out of him. A little alcohol, smack him like a keg and stick a wick in or something. I don't get it. But it's, wow. I got to tease you, Matthew. You, for writing in and making me laugh like that, you also have won a prize from Blue Moon Treasures. You won't get it till the end of the month, but put on psychicsgonewild.com. Put in your stuff there, Matthew. And you need to give me your email so that we know it's Verify You. You guys laugh, but you'd be surprised how many people have put in. I had 17 Julias last month who put in to win the crystal necklace. So I gotta make you guys verify because we want to stay honest. We love to give all of you guys presents, but we only got so much to go around, and we're trying to be Santa here. So Psychic's Gone Wild, Jethro and Dina going a little bit paranormal. Have you ever developed the energy and the ability to see auras? For those of you who have, you know, I really salute you, and I'd like you to get a hold of us. We're going to be doing a show on that. For those of you who'd like to make contact, go to psychicsgonewild.com and check out. We're going to be doing sites on it. Paranormal is one of our sites, and they're working with us. But right now, go to psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to be discussing this and looking at the orbs and auras. I know that we, last week, those of you tuned in, we had Dr. Carl on. And Halliman. And he was telling us about the orbs and the girl that actually, they've proven scientifically that she had a halo and that her orb was actually working with her as a guide. Dina, I mean, we were getting so intense last week. I was so happy to, he talks like you and Linda. I mean, you and Linda have been saying this for years.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, everything he was saying, it was just like, oh, yeah, I'm glad somebody else sees these things and knows these things because you start to think you're the only one.
Love it. I got a lot of you guys emailing me, Jethro, what happened to the readings? We do a few a night. We do talk. We want you to get to know us. This is what Wild is Wild. How about 256? You've been here since the beginning of the show. What do you know, 256?
Hey, Jethro, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm in love. I knew you'd come back to me. You guys have been running around, you and Ebitar and everybody. Now you guys found us. I love you. God, I'm so glad to hear from you. Are you getting ready for Halloween over there?
Yeah, but you know that's the 31st, so yeah.
The 31st? Well, yeah, it's the 8th. What are you going to do?
I usually go to parties. We don't do the trick or treat. We don't go to door to door.
You got to come to Florida. We're going to have a party at and I'm going to do a psychic Jethro party. We're going to do costumes, have some fun, give away some prizes, and just have a blast. You got to come down to Tampa. You're about 4 hours, 6 hours away. Not that far.
Oh, I'm far away. I'm in Georgia. I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's if you see that, I gotta be psychic and find out where my friend's Kimberly's hiding now. I gotta tell you, Kimberly. I know you got a question for me and Dina. What do you want to look at in which area?
Well, I really want to look at my career because right now I feel like I'm in a funk and I really want to get out of it.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah, it's up to you. You go ahead. We gotta be fair here.
I think you've got a lot of energy to get out. You can go if you want.
She can feel it. It's like I'm like a popping little
kid. I know.
I'm sorry. Usually Dina gets me and I've worked all day. Today I didn't have readings. I stayed home and did my homework. Oh, my goodness, Kimberly, it is with the career. I feel that there's a change to do you good, but they're telling me the problem we've got is that you're between that rock and hard spot that you've got really good paperwork and good at what you do, but it's not paying and there's some problems where you're at. I feel like you're bored with what you're doing or something.
Yes.
I'm feeling it, and it's a depressing feeling because you're really good with people. You're really good with teaching and working. It's just, unfortunately, this sadness is what I'm feeling around you. They're telling me in the career that you're going to develop, I feel like you're putting in for some different things. You're going to put that degree to a different look and use it differently, but it isn't time yet. They're telling me that we have to get through a little bit longer. They're keeping you there for other people. Your guides I know that you're, unfortunately, you're being utilized in a good way, you know, as a tool to help these other people. And I feel that they said a career for you, a change is going to have to come along, it looks like to me, next year. But Dina, am I correct? Am I getting the right time?
Yeah, I definitely feel the same thing. I feel like it's not right yet. There's some things you have to go through. There's some things you haven't learned or done or seen that's going to bring you to the right late. It's just not time yet. So in other words, if you stepped out and did a different career right now, I don't think it would be satisfying or still the right one. So the universe doesn't want you to just jump into something that won't work, you know. So I feel like next year also, probably around May, I'm hearing maybe May, that's when you might, that's when I feel like you'll be ready for a different career. And for what you're doing right now, I mean, it will go by quick. And you just try to change your perception and try to enjoy every day, because that's what's going to help you get to where you got to go faster, is just
okay.
kind of changing your energy. Yeah, because it's coming. You just have to enjoy what you have at the moment. Live in the now and just wake up every day and count your blessings and enjoy it, because you will get to where you got to go to.
Okay.
And you also, too, won yourself a piece of jewelry from Blue Moon Treasures. Please go to psychesgonewild.com, put in "I listen to the Paranormal Night," and at the end of this time of the year, you will get a Halloween treat from Psyche's Gone Wild.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you, Kimberly. I love it. Our last, we haven't got to laugh yeah. together in a while. You got to call in more, girl. I'm telling you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We are going a little wilder. We have a lot of other individuals going in there. Go, Jester, you have never given me a reading. I've wrote you. You have written me, please. I have written you, I'm going to say, twice, and I keep asking you, what's going to happen with my sister? She seems to like all the utensils in the kitchen. She has taken every one of them. I go in to work with her, and she is taking them to work with us. We both work in a factory here in Milwaukee. Why is my sister doing this? Jethro, please give me this reading. I think your sister's a little crazy chef. I think that she should be put out of her misery. If someone came in and took my stuff out of the kitchen, it would not be pretty. I got to tell you, I don't know why she's doing it. What I sense with it is I think that she's trying to draw attention. I feel like there's something else happening. I think she might be telling you it's time to move out of the house. And I'm sorry you had wrote me before. You got to realize that if you just email me, I have like over thousands of emails. So you got to remember to go to psychesgonewild.com to put in for the shows, how I found this tonight. I do see with you, Elsie, there's something else happening. I'll have me and Dina look at this, but I'm feeling like there's something going on with your sister, and she's a little tired of you with the men. They're telling me that she's doing this in the kitchen. She's doing other things to you to get you to understand that, you know, she's the queen of the house. It's her house. If you think about it with the utensils, that's what you utilize. I think she's telling you it's time maybe you two would not be such great roommates anymore. What do you feel, Dina?
Yeah, I feel like, in a way, I feel like it's a purposeful agitation. But I also feel like that she's going through something. You know, so sometimes she does it, she knows she's doing it, but she just can't help it. Like, there's something she's going through from childhood that apparently is connected to you.
Daddy spanked her with a spatula. No, I'm
yeah.
kidding. It happens. It happens in the best of families. Sometimes people get in a rush.
So I think that she's processing whatever change that is that's coming up. And you just happen to be a connector. You know, you're a connector. You're the person facilitating the mirror, the whatever, is bringing up these things that she needs to go through. So I wouldn't take it completely personal. I would just kind of address it. I would say to her, okay, what's going on? You know, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Because a lot of times these things are just issues that are deeper, not just because she wanted to take a utensil. Usually there's something to it. So I would definitely ask her, because I feel like Jethro said, like she's wanting attention. So therefore, ask her, give it to her, see what's going on. You know, instead of getting upset, try to you know, figure out what the heck it is or how you can help her is more like it.
I feel that too, and I feel like the energy. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Jethro and Dina discussing paranormal, odd things, wild things. That was pretty wacky. I got to tease you. I'll say, when I first saw that, I had to read that a couple times, and that's why it went in today. I don't know why we have a Brittany that's writing. It says, I have to know if I am married to an extraterrestrial. My husband, Mark, has been going out for 3 months now, and he leaves the house for no apparent reason. I have followed him, and I know it wasn't right, but for the last 2 weeks, he goes out to a place that there is nobody at. He stays out there. I even went so close to see if maybe someone was waiting. No one was there. He did take out a tent and stayed there with his tent. Later on, I realized there was odd lights and things going on around there. Dina, am I in trouble here, or should I stay with this man?
Oh, boy. Well, the things I don't know, like, you know, has he talked about these things before? Has he, you know, what other signs has he shown? I mean, is this the first sign? Because what I'm hearing and feeling is that, you know, some of us, they claim some of us are walking, you know. And right now, with everything heightened, they might feel closer to, you know, like this don't feel like home to them. Wherever they came from feels like home. I mean, I'm a 50-50 on this subject. So that's just telling you what I kind of know.
Yeah.
And so what do you think?
I feel that. And I feel like she should probably get a hold of Linda Irwin and give her a little more data so then we could look into this. You know, she's in that area. That's her realm. She's phenomenal. She's the queen of our, Star Brothers and Sisters working in that. And I agree with what you said, Dina, because I was thinking and I'm feeling like that maybe he just wants that time alone. I know that Dina's a camper. My girlfriend's a camper. And it's like sometimes people go do that. It's a very good experience. I do like it.
That's
I will tough. Tease you that I was raised in a family where the women – like to go out camping, to take and go off and be away in the wilderness and no phones, no people. I mean, maybe that's what I feel he's trying to do. It might be his way of salvation, and you're trying to put a name tag on him, and it may just mean that he needs some time to himself.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know when I need to ground, that's what I do. I go be in nature. So instead of running away from the marriage, per se, he's just finding a space, mm-hmm. you know, to ground, to collect himself.
Love it. And those of you tuned in, we're going to grab a couple more phones. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you go to psychicsgonewild.com. We're still giving away presents. I haven't given out we've got a half an hour reading going to give out tonight, a $95 value by Psychic Jethro. Those of you tuning in, go to our website. Check it out. See what you want to do. Get a hold of us. We're going to grab a couple more phones. We had an individual tonight write me, Jethro, I don't know what's happening because you guys had told me I was going to get candy. Oh, well, if you want to win candy, we're going to be giving away candy. The only candy I know about is we're doing for Halloween. We will be giving away here at the end of the month once we get into the week of Halloween. We'll be giving away each show. We'll give away 3 pounds of candy to one lucky winner. So you guys will be able to do that. You have to go to psychicsgonewild.com to put in for it. And the criteria is that you put in there that you do want candy. We don't want to send it to someone who, let's say, is very much against the sugar because it is there. But it is a good treat. And those of you who do enjoy it, we want to give you a present that's going to be there. So put that in the psychicsgonewild.com. I don't mind, you know, sweet treats or something to let me know. Having a lot of fun. 917, you've been here since the show started. You thought we wouldn't let you in, but we did. How are you, 917?
Well, thank you for letting me in the party. Hi.
Thank you. We love it. You're ready. Let's go do it. Let's go do it.
Yes. Hi. I wanted to know, I guess about relationships, whatever spirit wants me to know.
Excellent. I need to get permission from the guys to read you, but I have to have a name.
Oh, Robert.
Okay. You're Robert, or you want me to read about Robert?
I'm Tina. Tina.
I know. I was like, Tina, you're scaring me, because you know what, Tina? You, Robert, you've been doing some really scary stuff again, haven't you, girl? Tina, I gotcha. I had to tease Tina. I did know her because I have read for you. I'm just messing with Tina because I like to tease her. But good God, Tina, when I last knew you, you know. Should we go there about Robert? Dina, I know you, and Dina loves, we teased Dina. She was telling you about her and Cupid love to wrestle, but we're going to get to tease her.
I'll let you go first all night because I can feel you're ready to combust.
It is tonight. It's horrible. I'm like a little kid without Lay's potato chips. And by looking at you, I feel there's some stuff going on. Can you feel my energy through the phone? Tina?
Yes, you are too. Yes, this is a party. Go, Jethro.
Oh, I'll tell you. And then, you know, they always call me. My nickname was Livewire, and I come from. There was 8 of us kids, and I'd hit the room in, and they're like, "He is here," and I'm like, "That's how I am today." I'm like, me and my little Shih Tzu dog. I'm like, "Come on, baby, we got to dance. We got to do something. These people got to wake up. It's noon, and nobody in Virginia knows how to act." So what we got happen here, Tina, is that I got you laughing. I feel like it's the heart chakra. I love that with Gabriel, the green energy that they're telling me with you, and the strength that I feel like Robert. Robert is having something going on with him that's been stressing him out. But I feel that you're, and I don't get offended, I'm going to be blunt with you, and I'm not trying to be mean. I feel you're the person that he comes to handle some of the situations, and I feel like you are trying to figure out another way of you and him going into another level of something. I feel like it's a good thing with the relationship. I don't feel that you two are having, I would say, stalls, but I feel there's a part of him that's still hanging on to the past. I feel like there's something... I keep getting a stress from something that's still, like, he hasn't let it go, and I feel like you and him are, pardon the expression, you're warming up the fire, you know what I would say. I feel like I'm talking that way. We're not going Disney tonight. Those of you that just screamed and ran off the show, Jezra's talking about her love life, we get to talk about it. It's America. We're telling you that there's something going on there.
But you didn't even say anything. You are so hilarious. You didn't even say anything out the way.
You never know with these people. They'll complain on me in a minute. If I look at Dina wrong, they're like, leave Dina alone.
Well, I'll get them in the spirit realm for you. They're going to leave you alone.
Oh, thank you, Tina. I got Tina on my back. Guys. She's going now. She's watching my back. Tina, what do you feel for our lovely Tina?
Well, hasn't he gotten it yet? This is what I keep hearing. Hasn't he gotten it yet? I also feel like that just something is just holding him back. I just feel like when I picture him, I just feel like something holding him back, like just holding him back. So that's why they're saying, hasn't he gotten it yet? He's a little too serious, is what I'm feeling. There's something he's taking a little too serious. And he just needs to lighten up a bit and release whatever this is that's holding on to him, because it is what's holding him back. And here you are, you're ready, let's go. And he's over here, way back, going, I'm not ready. But it's not that he don't want to, he don't know how to. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think he needs to release whatever that is, because he's got this bit of fear.
Fear of relationships? Because I know he has to go to court. Someone is suing him for something. So that's what he's in his business. That's what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
But he has a fear of relationships?
He has a tad bit fear of relationship, but it's not just, it's relationship in general, people. He doesn't completely sometimes trust. That's because he's skeptical. So that's why he has to let that go. But yes, part of that court thing, that's on his mind, definitely. Remember I said he's taking two things too serious? He's got to learn to lighten up a little.
Yeah.
And realize that things will be okay. And once he does that, that's when he can let that fear go and kind of let that hold go and move forward.
Oh, good.
And Tina, you also win. Tonight we're giving away prizes. We go through these phones. We're trying to wild through here, and everyone that laughs, anybody who laughs tonight wins a prize. So it's a paranormal haha night. Make sure that you don't get it till the end of the month. It's from Blue Moon Treasures. It'll be a necklace. I didn't say hoo-hoo. I said haha. Now you get with me. You got me all red and flustered.
This is the funny thing. You're just looking for any reason talking about paranormal haha night. You're just making up stuff, Jeffro.
Oh, you busted me. You knew Dina. Dina told you to say that. How much did she bribe you this time? I know. I'm not paranoid. I don't care what people say. I know. Yeah, you're always sticking up for her. Just because she's cute and blonde, every time that you're on, somebody's throwing her money, kicking me. I don't know what the problem is. I love you.
No, I think God just sent you down here while he's over in Iraq, because you are too funny with all this energy, giving out stuff, laughing. It's paranormal haha night. Now, how do I play my gift?
You get it on PsychicsGoneWild.com. On the left side, on the third one, it'll say how to contact, put in your information, or you got to leave me your number, because I don't verify you're the Tina, because there's probably already people typing real fast. I saw you over there trying to get in, Martin. He's a friend of ours. I'm going to give you a free necklace. What are you going to wear, Martin? You going to give it to your brother? You ain't even going out. We love you, and thank you for tuning in, Tina. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, bye.
Bye now.
It's gone wild, and we're getting wilder by the minute. We're going through these phones. We're trying to give away prizes. We've got it going to Psychics Gone Wild. We got friends in. We're giving away some crystal amethyst necklaces. You never know what we're giving away. We're just going wild here to go. They know that I'm Yoo-Hoo and Aha on Psychics Paranormal. Dina, I've got to read every day. I just realized that I've got to, if I'm going to be in therapy, it's like, can you see me? Oh my gosh, I remember, and you knew me back when I would take 3 days and 4 days off, and when I was in Hawaii and all that, and I was all good. Now I took a day off, and I'm like, I'm going to be grabbing people in the parking lot. Did you know about your mother? Let me talk to you. Like, let me touch your hand. Let me just touch your hand. Let me tell you what's going on here.
I gotta pull your feet back down on the ground a little bit.
It's true, and it hurts my neck when you pull my feet. We are going wild. I hope you guys are too. 3, 2, 1. Let's come in and have some fun. This is Psychics Going Wild. We're grabbing as many of you can and reading as quick as we can on Paranormal Night.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi. This is my first time calling in.
Welcome. We're a little crazy for you. Are you ready to be our first time wildness?
Yes. I'm loving it. Love the energy for sure.
Thank you. And we need to get your name. And I feel energy with you. You've got a question about... I'm feeling people. I'm seeing more than person. What is that person?
A friend of mine. My name is...
Yeah,
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Rockin' Peg. I'm seeing it about relationship with this person. They're telling me that some things are going on and you need to know the whole situation. I feel like you're trying to keep the relationship. They're showing me like you're putting things together, but you have other people with you, Peg, that want to help you and you really don't want to help. You're kind of like Dina. You're kind of ornery. You're kind of like pushing people back and stuff. You're kind of like very self-sufficient. You don't like people. You'd rather just do it yourself.
That's true, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And
it's been a crazy year for me, that's for sure.
Yes. Can we talk about, is this a relationship? Because we need to go there. Do you want to go in the relationship area?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and I will be a gentleman. Dina, I need to be good because I've got people writing, when does Dina get to read in this? I'm like, sorry.
I'm enjoying the change, the pace here. Oh, you want me to go next? Okay.
What do you do with the relationship? Because we're going to go there. Peggy said it's okay. We can do it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, like, you got to remember, she didn't ask the question. So I'm not, you know, I have to go into your head to get the question.
Well, I'm sorry. you got to ask her because we're being pushy. She's just, we got her all frizzled and now she's going to be doing that dance and it's all cute. But we got to get that thing.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know about a relationship, a new relationship 2 months in with someone.
Okay.
That I just met.
Yeah. Well,
how's it
going to
pan out? It's a long distance relationship.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's already triggering some things that you, like red flags or triggers or whatever. That's what I'm feeling like.
Yeah.
And I just feel... I feel like you still have to... You still yourself have to get over some past stuff or some things. You're still holding on to some of that, you know, past relationship stuff.
I just lost my husband in January.
Oh, that's what it is, because I felt like that. You're not ready. This is what I keep feeling. You're not ready. So, if you want to keep this person, you know, as a slow friendship sort of deal, and see where it goes. Fine, but you're definitely not ready for jumping in, you know, like feet first yet. You think you want it because you're lonely, you're this, you're that, and you miss the relationship type thing. But just any old body won't suffice. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and I have a feeling that you just have to. You're not ready, and the ideal person just hasn't entered your life yet. But this person will be great for getting you there. And if you can keep this slow, this can work into something better. But if you go fast, it won't work, is what I'm seeing. You probably need another 6 to 8 months before you're going to be ready. Yep.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, so that's all right. Like I said, go ahead, keep it, you know, as a slow friendship sort of deal and see where it goes from there. See what happens.
Yes, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Glad you called in. And you also will win a prize, too. We're doing that tonight with the Paranormal. We are from Blue Moon Treasures. You will win a nice necklace, Peggy. You just got to go to psychesgunwell.com, put in your number, the 321 number, and then you know who you You can put peg, or you can just give me. You got to give me a snail mail. I'm psychic, but I can't pick up the telephone. I have people tell me, you just know where I am. I go, if I know where you am, I'd be working with the FBI. So, thank you for calling in. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I do apologize to some of the new ones that are in the room. We got some people wondering about not getting in. We always do the readings with it. We're having a blast. I hope you are too. I'm sorry if you're not.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Call us again.
I'm loving it. Thank you.
Great.
We love you, Peg.
Bye,
we got
night.
A new friend.
Thanks.
We made a new friend.
Love you.
Yeah. Rockin' Dina. You did it again. I knew Dina. She's just like a friendly one. We got time. It's an hour show. 954. You're our last caller tonight. How are you, 954?
Hi, this is Diane. Finally. Oh, my gosh.
You got in. You were getting worried. I was about ready to throw you out of the room. I thought you were going to be one of those again. I'm like, I'm not going to get yelled at. We got 17 people, and you got to be the last. You lucky girl.
I wasn't going to yell. I was just going to give up.
No, don't you give up, Diane. We're here. Me and Dina, we're wild, and we're ready for you. Talk to me a little bit so we can pick up the energy, because you've got quite a bit happening.
Yeah.
It's serious.
I'm calling about my job. I just started a brand new job, and I just want to know if I made the right decision and if you see anything like a promotion in the future with this job.
Oh my goodness, there's wildness. I feel it. She's no teasing, Dina. Help me, Dina, with this in the job. Now I'm seeing two energies with this person. I'm seeing like there's other people in factor, and I feel like this is a good lesson, but there's something going on with this job for her that's gonna be stronger. That's why you're stressed, Diane. You're a good person. And all teasing aside, I can feel your energy. You're very heartfelt and you care about people, and this job is taking its toll on you, this new one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it has. I mean, I haven't been there that long, but oh my gosh, I'm drained.
Yeah, they're tapping you.
Yeah, I feel the same thing. I just feel like that I don't think this is going to be the end all and be all for you for a job wise. I feel like something will come of this one. I think it will get better. I think it will get a little bit better. But I feel like that you're still want to pursue something different, you know, maybe not right away, but you will want to pursue something different. So, don't feel like this is like the end for you, because I feel like there's great potential. There's going to be great potential. So take what you get out of this one, you know, learn or, you know, whatever you got to do. And, because there'll be something else that will come along, when the time is right. And it will be more to your suiting, but this one will get better. So don't worry about that. It's not going to get worse. It will get better. So you can, So, you know, you'll be okay for a while, and that's fine. But I feel like just all of a sudden you're going to be like, nope, I want to try something different. And you're going to go for yet a different one is what I'm feeling.
I've been doing that all year. I'm getting a little frustrated with that.
Well,
hello, Diana. She's like, I'll try that baby. I want to try another cake. Throw me another batter, girl.
It is,
and I'll tell you something that would help you with a little bit of the energy. They're showing me to make, can you drink cinnamon and nutmeg?
Yeah.
They're both financial things. They bring it in. Find a good tea that you can have or something you can drink with it. Put a little bit of it, warm it up. Do like the stick and a little bit of nutmeg and water. Do that energy and start projecting, start seeing. Put a little bit of water in a clear bowl or a clear glass. Seeing it, perceiving it, and getting a new job. Seeing yourself there, already know what's going to happen, because I feel like, Dina, it's going to manifest into something else. Use this as a bridge. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it in spite of him, girl, because this job is, like, really intense. Now, you've got something with Gemini or something going on with you.
Gemini?
Yeah. Are you June birthday, May birthday? You've got a person with Gemini. I keep seeing these. I keep seeing double things, double stuff going on here. I don't know if it means that people have double standards. What? Go ahead.
Well, I'm a Pisces, but I can't make
fish.
Yeah, fish. Now, fish is rocking out. Yeah, maybe I'm seeing twins with you, and I don't know what that means. I don't think you're going to have twins. This job's stressing you, but you're making birth out of it. Got you to laugh. I was just teasing. It isn't that kind of job, people. But we're just teasing you. Diane, we love you. Definitely, you also won a prize tonight. Go to psychicstonewall.com. Put
Yay!
Down your number there, Diane, and I will send you something that will bring help with money. It's a stone that you should wear that's very lucky. Maybe we can get you a different job and get you out of that madhouse.
Oh, gosh.
Love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, teasing. all of you, 360-305-740-404-338. You will get to you next time. Call in tomorrow night. Linda and Jan are going to go wild with Lynn Breesdale from Canada. Go to psychicsgonewild.com to get a reading. Tell them, Dina, where they can get a reading from you.
You can call me at 207-752-1399 or go to my website. I think it's still www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And you can find all that info on Psychics Gone Wild website.
Tune in tomorrow night. We'll pull that winner out of all the emails, and Linda will announce the winner over the air, the one who wins a 30-minute reading with Dina Flanagan. So tune in tomorrow night. Love you guys. Sorry we didn't get to all of you. We'll work harder.